Here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, F through J. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 21 through number 25. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
F. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 21.
Thank you for calling Sprint Airlines. If you're calling to check in for your flight, please see the instructions that were sent to you in your confirmation email. If you need to amend your booking in any way, including changes to flight times and passenger names, that can be done on our website. Simply log in using your flight reference number and then click on Manage My Booking. However, this service is only available to customers who have electronic tickets. If you have a paper ticket, please stay on the line and we'll connect you to one of our customer service operators. Please note that if you book through a third-party website or travel agency, you will also need to speak to an operator, irrespective of the type of ticket you have. For third-party bookings, you may be asked to contact the agency you booked with to make changes.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 22.
The first thing to consider is size. If you're cooking for 2 or 3 people, a compact oven with a capacity of around 40 liters will probably be sufficient. For 4 people or more, you'll need at least 50 liters, so I'd suggest a standard oven. The other important choice is the heat source, which will depend on what you'll be cooking. For breads and cakes, electric is the best choice because it gives a drier, more even heat. On the other hand, gas produces a moister heat, which is better for roasting meat. For compact electric ovens, I'd go for the Kitchen Master, which is our best seller, and for gas, the Cook-Free 500 is a high-quality oven at a reasonable price. For standard ovens, the Multicook 20 is our best electric oven based on customer reviews. For gas, I always recommend the ProChef. That also gets great customer feedback.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 23.
Thank you for calling SeaView Campsite. For tents, we have several areas depending on your preferences. The top meadow is the closest to the toilet and washing facilities, which is good for families with children. All the sites there have electric hookups and get sun all day, although some are partially shaded in the evening. Alternatively, there's the Hideaway. The sites there are shady until about mid-morning, and they're the furthest from the facilities, so they're quiet. Next to that is the Sanctuary, which also gets shade in the morning. All the sites in the Hideaway have electric hookups, while none of the sites in the Sanctuary have them. Finally, the Central Meadow is a favorite with many of our guests. That gets all-day sun, and it has sites with and without hookups. Sites with hookups cost $50 per night, and those without are $45.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 24.
Cedar Hollow Lodge offers challenging outdoor activities that are said to provide incredible results in terms of fostering cooperation and company spirit. As for the facilities, they seem quite mediocre. Maple Grove Resort emphasizes teamwork, but it's through competition. Because of that, some people say the program can lead to tension rather than lasting collaboration. The meeting rooms are all extremely luxurious, though. Ocean Ridge Retreat focuses on workplace-based problem-solving tasks, which many participants say lead to meaningful changes in how they communicate on the job. The facilities are well-equipped conference spaces that give a strong professional impression. Stonehill Conference Centre runs a half-day program that combines team quizzes with creative tasks. While it keeps participants engaged, some people I've talked to have noted that it feels more like entertainment than professional development. Still, the venue is often chosen for its elegant meeting rooms.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
One idea is a replica of a dinosaur skeleton excavation site with mannequins of researchers digging for fossils. It could be done for around $70,000. Visitors could walk around and see the bones beneath the dig site in various layers of the earth. Another possibility is an exhibit where visitors activate constellations using electronic devices. When activated, each constellation would light up and show the myth behind it. That would be about $150,000 in total. For a weather exhibit, we could have visitors manipulate temperature, wind, and humidity controls to create storms and other weather phenomena on a large immersive screen. That would cost us something like $80,000. A solar system exhibit could use scale models of planets with special lighting. Visitors could observe their rotation and orbit, as well as how various objects in space interact with each other. It would be around $75,000.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.